changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Happy April Fool's Day, everybody. It is Wednesday, April the 1st. I am standing along Overseas Highway, waiting on a shuttle to pick me up, take me to the airport, which could be at any time. I realize that I'm taking a mermaid to my daughter. It's a wooden mermaid. I'll show it to you if I can. Right there. Okay, and it's wrapped up inside my shirt, which I realized this morning as I'm going to the airport might look like a gun wrapped up in a shirt. And here we are, and it's April Fool's Day. I'm going to make this quick because they could literally pick me up any minute, and otherwise I might be here to half hour, but they're usually pretty spot on. Anyway, I want to talk to you about April Fool's Day. I used to have a friend, I still have a very good friend, and he and his friends used to play a game called Heart Attack. What they would do is, in college, they would hide in places knowing the other person was going to be coming there, and then they would jump out and scare them. One day, a friend, not my friend, but one of these guys, got into one of the other guy's closet and was in there for so long that he felt weird trying to come out. You've heard stories like that. Well, finally he did. And when he did, he jumped out and screamed. And according to my friend, left him with a rather severe emotional trauma as a result of doing it. What I'm trying to say is that when I was a kid, I was the king of the pranksters. I had the joy buzzer and the disappearing ink. I remember one time I squirted disappearing ink on my daughter's shirt, and she just stood there and cried. She was so little, and I thought it would be so funny, and I squirted her white shirt, and she, why would you do that to me? I'm going to tell you the worst practical joke that I ever did, and that was on April Fool's, probably, I don't know, 2090, something like that. It was 90, I think. Yeah. Anyway, I was working for a company and selling Yellow Page advertising, and every year they would deliver about 1,000 hard copy copies of the Yellow Pages to us for us to then in turn distribute to all of our clients. So there would be these thousands of heavy books out in the lobby. Well, there was a guy that worked for us, and he was very, very large. He was probably 400 pounds. And that does weigh into the story, play into the story. So one day he went home, and I climbed in there with a bunch of friends, and we put all the books up against his door so he couldn't get in the door the next day. And then we went out the window because it was on the first floor. Well, the boss, as it just so happened, was in town, the boss's boss. They were out to dinner. They stopped by the office. And the big boss wanted to see the configuration. They couldn't get the door open. And they were sure that this very large man had died and fallen against the floor, the door. They ended up calling paramedics and firemen and police, who simply went through the window and opened the door. What I'm trying to say is that that was my last practical joke. And I don't think there's anything practical about them. And I get that they can be funny, but I've seen these videos online of people giving people fake winning lottery tickets and watching their family members just go insane with joy, only to find out that no, they didn't win at all. Did not win at all. So I'm practicing something new. I'm calling it April Friends Day. Friends, as in the TV show Friends, or friends we have. And rather than pulling a prank on somebody, I'm going to reach out to three people who are friends I haven't spoken to in a while. I already had a long texting conversation this morning with a very good friend from high school I haven't talked to in a while. So consider that. Instead of April Fool's Day, trying to make other people look like a fool, consider April Friends Day. Consider trying to make yourself and other people feel better.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. pain-free world no more.